For the past 2 years, I've been secretly recording my boyfriend.
What a donkey, Oliver.
Now, after 100 episodes, he's found out.
I secretly recorded my boyfriend. Now it's a podcast. Me.
Hear this whole saga come to a climax from Wednesday, 26th of August.
So how long has this been going on for?
Search I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never even heard of a bleeding podcast, Joma.
Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast whose luggage always exceeds the weight limit.
Oh, I feel attacked.
And this week we're going to be talking about fat girls travelling.
Hi, I'm George from Full of Figure, Full of Bust, and I don't travel anywhere unless I've got a large tube of Pringles. I'm that one on the plane. I've took them out before the plane's even gone. I'm in there.
Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine, and I can't wait to walk down the aisle. The plane aisle.
And I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls. And alas, I've got first class taste, but an economy budget.
Oh, hon, we totally feel you.
And if you're hungry for some more fat chat at the end of this episode, don't forget to head to our Patreon. The link is in the episode notes. You can sign up and you'll get instant access to loads more fat chat content. If you want to keep chatting with us, follow us on social media. We're at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
So this is actually part one of a two-parter. When we were prepping for this, we realized there was so much that we had to say, and it's a topic that we know a lot of you want us to speak about. It's such a big thing, literally, traveling when you are a plus size person. And so we thought we'd split it up, and today we're just going to be more talking about transport, planes, trains, automobiles, and focusing on the journey rather than the destination. But don't worry, we will be taking you there next week. And, you know, it can sound like that might be a bit dull, but there is actually a lot of anxiety when it comes to traveling when you're a plus size person. Anxiety about fitting into seats and things like that, and everything else that we're going to be coming on to. So that's what we just wanted to break down with you today, as we always do in our matter of fact way, and hopefully take away some of that stigma and fear for you guys. So between us, I would say we have done, you know, our fair share of traveling, you know, a good portion of the world. First of all, let's talk weirdest and worst travel experiences, because, you know, let's get that out the way. Let's put the worst thing that's happened out there and tell everyone. So Hayley, what have you got for us? I feel sure that you had to pick just one story.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely had to pick, I don't know, there are many. This could be its whole own podcast. I've had so many crazy travel experiences. But I'll never forget, I went to Thailand years ago now, like 2010 or something. And I had a really good friend who was living out there at the time. And she was in charge of the transport portion of it. I'd gone over for Christmas, and then we were heading to Koh Samui for like some chill time after Christmas, and then to Koh Phangan for New Year. Anyway, she was like, I've had some really bad travel experiences in Thailand. Sometimes you don't get what you're expecting. So she was like, when I went and booked our train tickets to getting to the islands, I made sure that I booked us first class. So I was like, that sounds amazing. She was like, yeah, we'll arrive there well rested. It's an overnight sleeper train. It's going to be great. I was like, I'm so excited. I can't wait. Now, in South Africa, we have some fancy overnight sleeper trains as well. So I've been on them. They are beautiful, all wood paneled interior. It's like the trains in an episode of Miss Marple. So this is what I was expecting.
No.
More for me. I got on and it was like a fucking shitbox on wheels. Like, I would have hated to have seen what economy looked like. It was literally like, okay, well, there was somewhere to sleep, but it was like a wire hammock with a yoga mat on top. And we were both on the top bunks. So I was expecting to land on the poor small Thai man in the bunk below me at any time during the night.
Oh my God, I'd have cried.
Oh, mate, because I was younger then, so I think a little more chilled, and we hadn't seen each other in ages, and we always laughed anyway. The one good thing about it was we were like hysterically laughing. I was quite traumatized. It was not what I was expecting. Everybody had brought their lunch boxes with some crazy smelling food in it, so the whole thing smelled like a bad buffet cart. Anyone who's ever been on any public transport where people eat lots of different foods, it's not the one. And then I had to go to the loo.
Oh no. I'm scared.
Right. Also, Thailand is fucking boiling. So firstly, the loo is smelling charming. And I realised as soon as I opened the door why. And it's because it's just a hole in the ground.
I'd have thought that would make it smell better.
No, because men are not pissing straight into the hole, obviously, because the train is lurching and jerking all over the place.
Oh, good God.
And so if you were, I mean, I would have rather let the poo come out of my ears than actually done a poo on that train. But like, if you had pooed, you would have just pooed straight onto the track.
Cack on the track.
It literally, I could see the track whizzing by. It was just it was the most in fucking sane journey. When we were coming back, when we were coming back from Koh Phangan after like a week of drinking my body weight, which as we know is quite considerable, and tripping balls, I was like, if I get on that train, I think I will die. So we're gonna have to find a new way back. So we did a coach, which was also appalling, but slightly less so. Yeah, and this is honestly one of many, many anecdotes that I could relate.
My God.
Yeah, what about you,
Jean? I mean, I can't top that. I can't. Why did you go first? Nothing. There's no shitting on the tracks for me. I would say mine isn't like so horrific. It was more just like a bit of a long ass weird experience, which was that I was in Brisbane in Australia when I was doing like my year in Australia. And I got a job in an outback town called Biduri, population of 120 people, which if you imagine Queensland with like a right angle, I was right by the coast in Brisbane. I was flying basically to the corner to like almost to the next state. I say flying, actually, there were no planes. I had to get an 18-hour coach. I then had to take a plane that the guy whose pub we were working in, he came and picked us up and flew this plane for 6 hours. The tiniest plane, actually felt like I was just sitting on the air. So a 24-hour trip and I was still within the same state in Australia. And not only that, I had 2 days before decided to get my tongue pierced. So I was there in like horrific amounts of pain, in and out of sleep because I was trying to take sleeping tablets to like pass the time, just like half the time on a coach, then like in this tiny plane, and then to just be in this tiny town with no phone signal, 120 people, no street lights. It was mad. It was a very different kind of rural. Just knowing it took me that long to get there and I was still in the same frigging country blows my mind.
And those journeys when you're like, this will just never end. I will always be on this journey. This is how I die, on this never-ending journey. Yeah.
Time moved so slowly, but...
I feel like, seeing as you guys have come out with the big guns, I'm dumping the time my flight got cancelled and I missed a party. It actually reminded me of the first work trip that I had to organise. So it was the first time I'd been entrusted to take a team away for a photo shoot. We were going away for a week. We were only going to Scotland. And for some reason, I was like, we're not flying. That'll be too stressful. I've since flown to Scotland and now know it's the least stressful thing that's
just
ever happened to me. So I decided that we were going to take two trains and then we were shooting in like the Highlands. So then we had to drive for over 2 hours to get there. So firstly, the first thing I did was to give the model the wrong time to meet us at the train station. And I realised the night before and then frantically tried to contact her in every way possible to get her... I got her there on time. So I was like, okay, fine, that's all right. We get on the train, we do the two trains, we're driving from Glasgow, we get to Glasgow. If you've ever been to Glasgow, it was pissing with rain, it was grey, it was kind of cold. We get to the car place that we rented the car from. My intern has sorted the car and we get there and it turns out to be pretty much the tiniest car that you could possibly imagine. There is no boot space. We are five adults. With makeup kit, four suitcases of clothes. And I mean big suitcases, like the 25 kilo ones.
It's like one of those riddles. How do you fit five people, eight suitcases into a friggin' smart car?
Honestly, I just wanted to cry. It was raining and we still had to stop and do a food shop because we were staying in like a little place in the middle of nowhere.
Fucking weird. Put it.
So we literally ended up like just rolling the food shop into the car. So like all the pockets of the car had like smoked salmon, tins of tuna, bread was just in like whatever corner we could fit in. And then we drove for 2.5 hours, literally so tight in this car. And there was just bits of food in every nook and cranny. The pop-up changing room spent the entire time. You know my older assistant, Abby, and the pop-up tent was like knocking her on the back of the head for the entire journey. She literally just sat there being like, I'm going to kill you when we get out of this car and I'm going to burn the tent.
I don't know what I'd rather take my chances with, and that or Hayley's train, because they both sound like fucking horrific journeys.
It was one of those journeys where I laughed so hard until I was sobbing, and then I was just crying a little bit. But the funniest part was on the way home, the people at the car dealership hadn't realised that a bit of the boot, there was a layer that came up, which would have given us twice the amount of boot space, which we discovered when we were packing back up to come down. And we were like, oh, okay. So that wouldn't have been quite as horrendous if we had known that. But it was just a really, really funny journey, and like just typical of a first trip when you're so trying to be in charge and know what to do, and then just thinking, fuck it, I've got no idea, everyone, we're getting in, we're being squashed.
You know, like there are those people who have never left their hometown. Sometimes I think they've got it right.
Yeah.
Like, just 100%. Don't go anywhere. Stay at home. We're going to end the podcast now. We're just going to tell you guys, don't go anywhere. Stay fucking home. Just
it's not worth it. Just look at nice pictures on Instagram. Put the heating up. Same, same. Why do you think traveling is just so scary as a plus size person?
I think it's part of it's just the unknown. A lot of the messages we get, the questions we get asked, is people being like, will I fit? Who will I be next to on a plane if I'm struggling to fit in the seat? Will they be kind to me? Will I be able to close the seatbelt? All these things that you don't know beforehand, especially when you've invested quite a lot of money and you're going somewhere. So also, once you get on the plane, not really that simple to get off, like you're on now. And I think it's that, it's the unknown, the fact that plus size people aren't really catered for in the traveling industry. It's kind of like you find a way to make it work for yourself. All of that's really scary, I think.
Yeah, and it's all the things we've been taught about. You shouldn't take up too much space, and you should be apologetic for your body if you do take up that space. All of those fears, it is that thing you can't leave. If you're on a coach, you have to stay strapped in. If you're on a plane, well, good luck. You know, you can't move, and it's that worry. Like, I sometimes get it, that like restless worry, like Hayley will testify when you travel with me. I have to keep shifting and moving my legs and moving where I am. I just find myself like really restless. I feel like really trapped when I'm traveling. So it is all of that. And then, oh, I'm so sorry. And you feel like you're drawing attention to yourself even more because you're taking up space, and then you're apologizing, and it's a whole conundrum.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, most people feel like they fit when they get on a plane. So it's like you're outside the norm. That's the real difficulty, is like being outside of that, what is deemed normal by, let's say, airlines, that everyone else fits into that seat, but you don't. So you've got to add that kind of fear on top of everything else.
Plane seats just really don't take into account that people get way bigger. I mean, if, you know, if me and George are struggling to fit into plane seats sometimes, we're hardly the end of the size people can be. Mm-hmm. There are way, way bigger people than us. So it's kind of a crazy thing that that standard makes us feel like this when there are so many people who are much bigger. You know, I think it's not unreasonable that we would feel like that, but it's kind of a crazy thing that we are made to feel that way, because there are lots of big people in the world.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be that fear you might feel, like, what if I don't fit into the life jacket? I sometimes think this about plane toilets. I barely have room to sort of fit in there, let alone friggin' open my legs to wipe myself, or like if I'm on my period or something.
What?
Or yeah, like Mile High Club, absolutely not. I can barely even join that club on my own, let alone bringing in whatever unwilling victim I've got with me, you know. And it is that paranoia about like the what ifs, like what might happen if I need to do this, what might happen if I need to step onto a smaller boat and it's rocking, or just the unknown about like how your body will be in that situation in a world that is designed for slightly smaller bodies.
Yeah, I suppose it's just a time when you're it just makes you hyper aware of your size, and you've got absolutely no control over it because it's already been predestined by an airline for you.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for me, I think there's a fear of being like you were saying, George, like fidgety. We're both quite fidgety movie people. Mm-hmm. And like, I can't bear the thought of being uncomfortable for a long period of time. So that's like where my anxiety spikes. I'm going to be uncomfortable, and I just don't have the power to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. We had a friend who tried to, she was sitting in a seat that was just too small for her. She was really uncomfortable.
and she tried actually to sit on the floor for a little while just to give herself some respite, and was like told off by the steward. And it was like a really traumatic experience for her, because that person wasn't understanding that actually this was a real difficulty she was having in this situation. And I think that's really hard. And like, we're going to come onto it, but we've tried to reassure you in those situations to help you prepare for them. They're never going to be easy, but there's definitely some things that you can do to make them less daunting, less stressful, easier to handle.
Every week, we will be shouting out some brilliant accounts that you should be following, because the only diet you should be on is a social media diet. And this week, we are shouting out the incredible Kirsty Leanne UK. We will, of course, be linking her over on the socials at Fat Chat Pod. So she is a travel blogger and she is always on the go. I think lockdown has been especially hard for that bitch. She is always on a plane. And not only is she always traveling, she decided to create a social media Instagram account, and I think she's got one on Twitter called @plussizetravel2, where she features glorious plus size babes traveling around talking about their experiences. I think she's got like a blog and stuff, she's got videos on it, so make sure you check her out, make sure you see what kind of experiences others have been on, and maybe you can submit your own experiences to her to help other people as well, because we are a community. Let's help everyone else out and let's use resources where we can. So yeah, we'll be linking her over on @FatChatPod.
This week's self-care tip is very much related to what we're talking about. All three of us really find it really helpful to have a little bag of tricks that we take on our carry-on that just help us chill out, relax, take care of ourselves on the plane. It's awful, especially when you're a bigger person, to feel like you constantly have to get up and down into that overhead compartment to get things out. So just having a little bag, you can use one of those Ziploc bags that they insist on in the airport. I usually have like a see-through toiletry bag so I can see exactly what's in it and see what I'm trying to find. And then I just keep it with me, put it in this seat pocket in front of me. I sound like I'm doing one of those things now. Just pop it in the seat pocket in front of you. So we thought we'd tell you what we like tend to put in there. So make sure you've got a moisturizer. I usually take something that I can use for my face and hands, so I just have to take one thing. But obviously your skin's going to get really dry. Make sure you have some cleaning wipes, even just face wipes, and a little antibacterial gel. Obviously we're all about the antibacterial gel these days. But planes have always been places with a lot of germs, so it's a good thing to have regardless. The little hand fan that we talked about when we talked about overheating. Planes have really weirdly regulated temperatures. You never know. You could be freezing cold. You could be boiling hot. A little hand fan could really, really save you. If you get that ear popping thing, which is so horrible, have some gum on hand. I also like to keep a facial spritz. Maybe you want to keep some cash as well. Sometimes when they come around and do the food and drinks on a plane, they only take cash. Things like a pen, a charger, lip balm, a toothbrush, hairbrush. And if you want to be extra bougie and extra, you can pack one of those moisture masks, pop that bad boy on with a eye mask, and just chill out, have a little spa day on the plane. If you have any tips of what you like to take on your carry-on, let us know on social media and we will be sharing some of our favorites.
It seems only right for this week's fashion tip that it should be related to travel. Rivki?
I'm going to talk about what to travel in, because obviously traveling is now back on the agenda. It's slightly different to what we're used to. But, you know, obviously you want to be comfortable. If you're doing a long haul flight, you're going to be on there for a long ass time and you want to feel relaxed. But I always think, you know, you also want to feel good when you get off at the other end. And I think this season, with loads of trapeze dresses being in, they are actually a really lovely, comfy thing to travel in. You can wear little shorts underneath, like the big bloomer shorts. You know, that's a really good option, so that you just feel kind of comfortable, not too exposed. You can still kind of move around quite easily. I've got one jersey maxi dress that I basically always fly in. It is my flight dress. I basically never wear it anywhere else. And do you know what? Someone that was working in the airport came up to me the last time I wore it, and they were like, oh, you look amazing. She was like, everyone's always wearing tracksuits when they fly, but you look really lovely in this dress. And honestly, it's just big jersey maxi dress. It's super comfy. And I think you automatically assume that you've got to wear a tracksuit. I'm saying wear a dress, feel great. And also you stand a better chance of an upgrade if you look like you should be in first class.
Riv, you're calling out George so heavily right now. She always fucking travels in active wear.
Mate, I'm going to heavily judge you when you next get on the plane in a taxi. I'm going to put some of my favourite jersey layering pieces, trapeze dresses, really comfy but still super stylish pieces that you can wear on a plane over at Fat Chat Pod, so that you can have a look and maybe choose a different outfit, George, from a tracksuit next time. But also, just make sure in your carry-on that you pack a spare pair of underwear, one piece of swimwear, and like something to wear just in case your bag gets lost. I always make sure I've got a spare look with me just in case, because especially if you're a larger size, it might be a bit tricky at the other end. So, guys, I mean, is there any good news? I mean, we can't manage to, like, change the size of plane seats and, you know, we can't make the industry sit up and take notice right now. But we can tell you things to look out for and things to do to make your journey a little more pleasant. So, come on, Hayley.
Solve this problem. Off. Okay, firstly, some airlines now have quite a few different seat sizes in economy, so you'll have seats with more leg room, seats that are a bit wider. Obviously there's always that old trick of choosing a seat towards the front of the plane or right at the back for those reasons. So do your research and just find out which planes have bigger seats that you might be able to afford within your budget. I know in the States the airline Southwest has an amazing customer of size policy where basically Yeah, it's really good. Basically what you can do is if you're over a certain size, you can buy two seats up front, and then when you land, if the plane wasn't full, you'll then get a refund for one of the seats.
That is so amazing.
So you've got the security of knowing you've got those two seats, but if there were spares, then you didn't have to pay any extra, which I think is a really great way of just like making people feel more reassured and less uncomfortable. So yeah, look into that, and we'd love to see some UK airlines doing something similar.
Make sure you speak to other people and find out their experiences of airlines, you know, trains and boats and things. And that is where the travel and plus size communities online can be so helpful when it comes to planning and managing anxiety. In our Who to Follow, we obviously shouted out the amazing Kirsty Leanne and her travel account, Plus Size Travel 2. She talks about people's experiences. I think she would be open to suggestions and like other things she can talk about. Then, of course, as we always say, we have the incredible Fat Chat community. Ask on there, ask about, did you travel with this airline? How were they? How were the sizes of seats? How were the staff? Everything like that. Don't be afraid to ask, because you're going to have that anxiety either way. So the best thing you can do is try and sort of like quash some of those fears beforehand and use your communities around you.
And of course, we know that we can't change the size of the planes, but seatbelt size is an issue. And of course, planes have seatbelt extenders on board. Obviously, there can be kind of some worry about asking for them, some embarrassment. So why not, as soon as you get on the plane, ask the first smiley steward that you see or stewardess that you see for a seatbelt extender so that you've got it out of the way. But also, you can actually buy your own, and they're really not expensive. So if you're a frequent traveller, it might be worth investing, because then you can just bring it with you and you don't need to have that discussion with anyone.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, Riv. Check in online as soon as you can. Don't put it off. Don't be one of those last minute people like me. Be the first person checking in so that you've got the choice of the sort of seats that you want. If it's not a check-in online situation, make sure you're at the airport early. You want to be one of the first people checking in. You don't want that middle seat. If you've got a big ass, it's a fucking nightmare. Even little Rivki, who is short and dainty, does not want the middle seat. It is not the one. And no one wants the middle seat. So if you're not early checking in, you're going to end up with that bad boy. For me, I really like to be near the loos because I've got quite long legs, and because I'm a big person anyway, I just need to be able to know that I can stand up whenever I want. So I often choose an aisle seat so that I know I can just get up when I need to. I don't mind. I'll get up 20 times for other people if that's what they need, but I don't want to have to disturb them. So I like to be able to just go and stand by the loos for a little while. I'll take my book and how charming, go just hang out by the toilets. It's a lot of toilet in this episode. I mean, weirdo. The toilets are, you know, markedly improved on some of the ones I've come across. So, but yeah, I'll just go and stand at the back of the plane for a while, just stretch my legs. And if I'm getting that really claustrophobic feeling, that can be really helpful just to like make me feel like I can just relax for a little bit.
Is it like at a party where the cool place to be is in the kitchen? On a plane, the cool place to be is by the toilets. Is that what we're saying?
In a party, the cool place to be, I'm sorry to say, is with the smokers. Like, and we all know it's true.
So true.
Yeah. George, what have you got?
Actually, like, my... A side note to Hayley's is I, with those airlines that you pay for a seat, I usually will splash out that £4 or £5 and pay for the seat. So whether it is the aisle or the window seat, I will pay that little bit of money for that peace of mind. I actually am a fan of a window seat, especially on an EasyJet plane. And let me tell you why. Please don't let them have changed this. As long as you're not sat in the like back three or four rows, you can actually lift up the armrest on the window seat that is right next to the window, and you get that extra few inches. And ladies, an extra few inches is always so welcome. And it has saved me from starting fires between mine and someone else's thighs so many times. Just having that extra bit of space. Also not having that armrest digging into me. So yeah, that is one of my little hacks. It better still be a thing when we go back on planes.
Me and George have had the pleasure of being on an early morning flight with the gorgeous Hayley Hasselhoff.
My God, that woman is not human to look like that at like 5 a.m.
She looked honestly, I rocked up looking like I'd been dragged through a hedge, and Hayley just looked amazing. But she just treated herself so well on that flight. You know, there was face masks and moisturizing and spritzing. Just basically be more Hayley.
Not Hayley Stewart.
I was next to her with the arm up because I was in a window seat, so I didn't have to start a fire between mine and Hayley Hasselhoff's thigh. Oh my God, like every few minutes she had something new to put on, to check, to put on her face. Like honestly, I've never seen a more radiant human. Even when she fell in the pool once on that holiday, she came out of the pool looking like a Baywatch babe. yeah, that woman is goals in so many ways. Like Hayley, icon.
Such a babe. So yeah, be more Hoff.
Well, guys, we really hope that helped you. We know there's a lot of anxiety around traveling as a fat person. There may be lots of things we still need to answer. Definitely feel free to pop into our DMs, put a post up on the Fat Chat community. Let's chat about this. It doesn't have to be something you worry about by yourself. Next week, we are going to be talking about being a fat girl on holiday, some of our experiences. No doubt it's going to be funny and edumacational. So yeah, but if you cannot wait until next week and you fancy a little bit more Fat Chat, we would totally love if you joined our Patreon. There is a bunch of you over there now. It is such a cool community because we love hearing from you guys. We love making you extra content. It's so exciting. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast. We have new episodes every Tuesday. If you want to follow us on social media, we are of course at Fat Chat Pod. And please remember to subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you're on Apple, just hit those 5 stars and leave us a review.
And here is a gorgeous review that we received recently, and the title, oh guys, best podcast ever. Yes! Oh, we've made it. So woo-hoo! Thank you. This is from Fandom Girl, and she says, words cannot describe how much I love and enjoy this podcast. It is so clever, honest, funny, and eye-opening all at the same time. It has really made me reevaluate my body issues and my life in general. Wow. All my love to the Squishterhood.
Thank you, honestly, Fandom
you
Girl.
You make our days.
What a babe.
It's so nice. Thank you.
Okay, what a great note to end on. That's all for this week, guys.
See you next Tuesday. Bye.